The quiz.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-oh. So, anybody who remembers the last time we did a quiz, it was Anthony versus Harry, and Harry, one. I don't think you got a single question right, did you?
Yeah, no, I don't think I did, but that's all going to change.
Barnes. Oh, that's spectacular! Eriksen tries again. Oh, that's phenomenal! Absolutely phenomenal!
Manchester City champion!
Harry's weakness was European teams. He doesn't understand football that comes outside of his country. So I've decided...
Mate, I don't understand anything that doesn't come into that isn't in this country. I just don't know where things are. What? I don't, no.
So what I've done is I've created a quiz which is based all about English football. So which one should we do first? Actually, we're going to do this one first. Basically, this is you've got to name the top 10 between you. You can take it in turns. What each, you know, classic son of a pitch style, and you need to name me who are the least successful top division English clubs currently in the Premier League. So the clubs who've got the least points in the Premier League or in the first division of English football who are currently in the Premier League of all time.
Total points?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I can get behind
so
that.
So as an example, Liverpool are the most successful side by points in English football in all-time history.
Yeah.
That's a fairly obvious one. You need to name me the least successful.
English football, not Premier League, just English football.
It's top division. It's top division. So, from like the late 1880s or whatever it's from.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take it in turns. And Harry, because you did so poorly last time, you get to go first.
Okay. Huddersfield.
Huddersfield, that's correct. They are the seventh least successful side in English Football League history. Anthony.
Cardiff?
Cardiff, yes, they are the thief. The thief?
Thief?
The fifth least successful side. So briefly stop speaking English, I'm going to get thrown out of Harry's country. Harry.
Right, going to brain here. I want to get number one. That's what I'm after. I'm going for the top. I'll screw it. Brighton.
Ooh, Brighton are second. Yes,
what?
That's right. Brighton are the second least successful top division side in that are currently in the Premier League.
Yeah, but we're good now.
Hmm. We'll see about that in about a year's time. Okay. Anthony.
It's harder than you'd think because there are so many clubs that have been around for such a long time.
Yeah, but it's in the Premier League now. Those teams are in there now.
Yeah, exactly. But there's so many, like a few of them, you can obviously, it's easy to get rid of teams, but you can't. Yeah.
Anthony.
Bournemouth.
Yeah, that was my guess.
He's got number one. Least successful English side in the Premier Division currently.
Okay. Yeah, that was my next guess.
You guys are doing well so far. You haven't got one wrong yet. Harry.
Yeah. Who else is in there? Who else is in the Premier League?
Many other teams.
I will go with they're really old is the problem. I'm trying to think. They are really,
say
really
a team.
Old team. Nah, I'm not going to go with them. I'm going to go with somebody else. I'll go with Watford.
Watford, that is a good answer because they're the third.
Oh, that's sweet.
Ever side in the Premier League.
Okay, I'm all happy with that.
I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball answer and you might laugh at me. I'm just going to hope that recent history hasn't cost me. I'm going to say Manchester City because prior to the last few years...
It was a left field guess and it was not a good guess at all.
Oh.
They are the fifth most successful side in Premier League top division history.
Do I need to get one to win?
Fifth.
Oh no, because I went first.
You've guessed three and he's guessed three. You've both got two guys left.
Okay.
3-2 to
you. Yeah, Man City are actually a surprisingly more successful team than everyone gives them credit for.
It's because like they had a little period where they were, weren't they? And that just
they were very bad briefly.
Yeah.
Actually, you go into the actual history of it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think of like new clubs because the problem, like the one I got in my head, which I think I'll probably end up saying anyway, is And nah, they've been around for ages. They must have been in the top line.
Some of them have been around for a long time.
All right, I'll go with Burnley. I think they've been around for donkeys.
He's gone with Burnley. Yeah. And he's just about right.
Are they 10th?
They are 10th.
Oh, they have been around for... haven't they got like the oldest ground in the Prem and stuff like this as well?
Yeah, they are an old club.
They were in the first ever division.
Yeah, the first ever organised proper football league. Anthony, you got to get us one to stay in it.
That'd make a good question one day. What was the first season? Anyway, got two in mind. Fulham.
Fulham. Anthony is still in this game.
Oh,
Fulham
are they are.
They have a sixth league successful. Yeah.
Really? Oh, my God. I kind of written them off.
You have got two more clubs to choose from, Harry. Otherwise, you draw this round. Okay. So, to win it.
All right. I'm going to go with your boy, Southampton.
He's gone with Southampton. And yes, he's right. We're shit. Okay. Southampton are eighth. They are eighth in that list as the least successful sides ever. The other team you could have had.
My guess was going to be.
It's not Leicester, is it?
It is Leicester.
I mean, to be
a successful team.
To be fair, that question was basically who are the 10 worst clubs in the Premier League.
Wolves and Newcastle, we know them now as not being. Wolves, especially in recent years, have not been in the Premier League for a while, but they had a very, very strong history in the past. So, yeah, Harry, you have won your first ever round of Son of a Pitch. Don't worry, we've got round two coming up. So, Anthony can pull it back or Harry can pull away.
Yeah, those questions are one of those weird ones that make you overthink, because it's like that. Isn't it something like that? Everton have lost the most games in the Premier League or the top flight or something like that.
Because Everton have so long. That. But also Everton in that little list, they are the third most successful club in Premier League history.
Yeah, exactly.
Ahead of Man United, ahead of Chelsea.
Yeah.
Just do something like points per game or something, because Everton have probably played the most games. I wonder if you could do it that way. Yeah, better.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Still pissed off with City. I thought I'd come up with a clever way of beating them.
They've actually ironically only recently been really good and recently been terrible. Before that, they were just a pretty consistently average side.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we'd have done the quiz 2 years ago, would that have been a correct answer before fucking Guardiola turns up?
I think there's quite a lot in it, actually.
Yeah. They've added 10% to their tally last year or something.
Quiz two, boys. So can Harry actually win a quiz? Can he win outright? That's the big question. Anthony, you've got to stop this from happening. The question for this one is very similar to the last one, but a fair bit harder. Last time I asked you to tell me who the least successful top division clubs are who are currently in the Premier League, this one's the opposite. Who are the most successful top division English clubs who are not currently in the Premier League? Okay, so I want you to give me your top 10. Anthony, you're going to get to go first. So they're not currently in the Premier League, but for the same way before, they've had the most seasons in the top division, getting the most points.
Okay. Yeah, I've got you.
That's good. I like that. That is really good. That's harder.
Good fucking question, isn't it?
I've got there's a handful of go-tos.
Yeah, there's two which immediately come to mind.
I think I've got three, but one of them is...
I'll go for Leeds.
Yeah, so that's the big one.
Okay, Anthony's gone for Leeds, and it's only just their 10th.
What?
Really? Oh, yeah. I suppose they just scraped that one.
I suppose they were really good on, like, the Premier League old First Division crossover. I suppose that's probably why we think they were, like, historically brilliant.
Yeah.
It's because that was sort of their era. Okay.
Harry.
All right, that's made me less sure then. But I want to say, now I'm going to be really, it's going to feel really stupid if I get it wrong on the first one. Is Aston Villa?
We've gone for the opposite end of the table. They are first.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had to be up there.
They have got a very, very strong history in the Premier League. I think they were something very close to the top 10 all time in the other game as well. So,
I think I've got another one.
Okay, well, I know... I'm going to say Derby County purely because I know they were in the very first season, and I would assume that, I know they won a couple of titles and stuff. So, Derby.
Well, Anthony, they had the worst ever Premier League season of all time, but they are in the top 10. They are 7.
Jeremy last. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Was it 11 points, wasn't it?
O'Leary level. That's really... Oh,
God. Would you like to phone a friend, boys?
Right. We're now getting close to the difficult teams.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of teams as well you're going to think of, and they're definitely not going to be right.
Really? Oh, no. Right. I think I'm going to have to go. Were they that big for very long, or were they just big in the in that sort of time? I'm trying
to
think.
Sound like you're describing my sex life.
Yeah. Well, nothing's big in your... Shane, nothing's big in your sex life.
Captain Average, that's what they call
me. Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to be so annoyed if I get this wrong. Portsmouth.
Portsmouth. Well, they managed to die a little bit before Southampton, yeah, but they are not.
They are not in
10.
There. Really? Oh, no,
no, they're not. No, they're not.
Have you got a list of outside top 10 of Portsmouth anywhere near? Yeah. I can't imagine. I wouldn't.
They weren't massively far. I'm not going to say where they were, but they weren't massively far off. Okay. Not as close as you'd think. Though.
No, because they were, but they were mainly, again, they were mainly big around that sort of Leeds time, as, or just before that and just after that as well. So I think that's what I was thinking, but it's probably, yeah.
Okay, Anthony, right. You got a chance to go 3-1 up here.
I've written one down as well, which is, I'm going to annoy me if that one's right.
I'm going to take a punt purely because the other game was against Bolton Wanderers. And they had a few years and good years. Didn't they? So, that's my guess. Bolton.
Going for Bolton, and that's a very good guess. They are fifth.
Wow.
Fifth. Yeah. Bolton have had a very, very strong history in the top division of English football. So, again, only been recently that they have not been a top division side.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They can't be, can they? I'm just trying to... I'm thinking of teams. I'm writing a load of teams down.
I can hear your pen clicking.
Yeah. That's me. Like, I'm literally breaking it in like anxiety. I want to win. okay. So I've got to get this one right, do I? Or have I still got...
You've still got a bit of time.
Okay. All right.
Although you really want to place this, so don't take too long.
I'm gonna go for Sunderland.
Sunderland. Well, they have had a very, very severe decline lately. But they did have a very strong history in the top division of English football. They're second.
Really?
Huh. Second.
God,
yes.
They are rubbish.
Okay, so it's 3-2 to Anthony. Anthony, this is your fourth guess.
Right, that one was right. Can cross that one off.
It's my...
Oh.
You both got two guesses left.
Mm.
No, surely not then. I'm going to go for all my teams afterwards when we're done. The way you've been talking, though, makes me think that some of them are like shockers, ones you just wouldn't think.
I'm going to stick to this theme, which has served me well. I'm going to go for North West. I'll go for the other one. If Bolton are there, Blackburn must be, surely.
Yeah.
Well, everyone remembers that time Blackburn won the Premier League, but they are fourth.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Anthony has got another good guess. So, Harry, you need to get this one right, realistically. Have you got any chance of winning?
I've got... five teams written down on my piece of paper, and I'm trying to work out which one of them is any good. And I'm tempted to go for the one I just most recently wrote down, because they are enormous as a city as well as a... But were they ever that good, or have they just been like, okay, now? I'm going to go, no, surely not. Oh, it's really annoying me.
I'm going to tell you now, if you go for Crawley, you're definitely wrong.
All right, I'm going to cross that one off. Right next to Horsham. All right, I'm gonna go for Nottingham Forest.
Harry has gone for Nottingham Forest, and everyone remembers the Brian Clough years.
Yeah,
how many Champions League did they win?
I think it was just the one. I thought it was just the one.
Yeah, they went from the second division to the first division and won the first division that first year, but they are not one of the 10 most successful sides outside of the Premier League. No, they're not. They are 11th.
So you're kidding me.
By just that much. Anthony, for your fifth guess, See if you can put him out of his misery.
I'm going to play safe and stick with northwesterly places, sort of nearby where I work. I'm going to say, what do I want to say? So I'm torn. Is this the last guess?
This is your last guess, yeah. Harry's got one more. So if you get this one wrong, Harry can still draw this game to win overall.
Oh, shit. This is fucking tense. Okay.
And wait, if we draw overall on this one, doesn't that mean
you win, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm still thinking of teams.
I want to know what's on your bit of paper.
To be fair, a couple of them are just like really wild shouts. One of them in particular is I literally don't know anything about the history other than that I think they used to be good.
Anthony, come on.
I've got three. I've not got a piece of paper in front of me, but yeah, I've got three. Preston North End.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not a bad shout.
Gone for Preston North End.
I actually might be right.
And they have had a very, very proud history. But unfortunately, Anthony, they are not in the top 10. So, Harry, if you get this right, you have won your first ever quiz by a drawing this game.
Right.
You can talk through, what, you're thinking now. Yeah. It's not like, right. I'm guessing again.
Well, the three more recent biggish teams I've got written down are Birmingham, Stoke and West Brom. But I don't think Stoke ever were historically that big, or West Brom. So I'm going to go with Birmingham.
He's gone with Birmingham. And he should have gone with West Brom.
Oh, West Brom?
West Brom were third on that list.
You're kidding me.
Birmingham were 13th. No. If you'd gone for Stoke as well, you would have been wrong there. They were 12th. The other teams you could have had were West Brom. West Brom, obviously. Both Sheffield clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Sheffield Wednesday were 6th. Sheffield United were 8th. And Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough, that's a really big one. The other ones that would have really tripped you up were Coventry. Also had a pretty big history. They were 16th. Blackpool, surprisingly, were 17th. Ipswich, 18th. Charlton, 19th. And Notts County, who are one of the most early successful teams in English football, were 20th. So I wouldn't have been surprised if you'd said any of them. So in the end, what that means is Anthony wins the second round of the quiz, and it's a draw overall for this tournament. Harry has still not won a quiz.
I'll take a draw. That's one point on the board. Middlesbrough popped into my head a few times, but for some reason I always get them confused with Forest. So I always, even though they're like, you know, but whatever. I have a question for you out of interest. And actually, you can both take part in this. I think it's quite easy. But who currently in the Premier League has the most Premier League winners' medals, currently still playing? Because it's not who I thought it was.
Graham Lasso.
Fabregas?
It's not Fabregas. I was quite surprised by this, because when you think, like, there was a couple I thought of immediately. What I will say is,
it's Paolo Gazzaniga.
Goalkeepers might be a way to go, actually.
So my thought process with this was, there was a load of players that I thought of, and I thought they might all be on very similar. And then there was one player who I didn't really think about.
Do you know how many medals they've got?
They have four. It is Petr Cech.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah.
I have won the quiz.
Shane, I elected you as my champion.
Yay, there we go. And Harry still has definitely not won a quiz.